If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Woody Marks, and you listen to Rastarach.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap here with the Trash Man for the Week 5 Waiver Wire edition of the show. Make sure you go get the Waiver Wire cheat sheet at rosterwatch.com where you can get a pro or a premium membership. And if you get a premium membership, you can get the player props on the player prop cheat sheet where we went, Trash Man, congratulations, 73% last week. So definitely been a print fest over there. Of course, you also get the DFS cheat sheets, the hyper DFS lineup generator. You get snap counts, touches, targets. I'll get the matchup tool up a little bit later today. It's just a whole ton of stuff, man. Access to us to ask all your questions. Rosterwatch.com. Go check it out. All right, Trash Man. The waiver wire cheat sheet, you sent it over to me. I made a few changes to it, but obviously right at the very top this week, we're going to have Woody Marks of the Houston Texans, who's been a staple on the cheat sheet for a while. I have a feeling that this will be the last week that he will qualify as far as somebody who is rostered in less than 55% of leagues across the fantasy football space. Of course, Woody Marks this last week comes in, and it's not just even just, you know, you almost wouldn't even have to look at the numbers and the snap count splits and stuff like that just to tell that whenever number 27 is out there for the Texans, it just looks different than number 21. Woody Marks has juice. Nick Chubb is starting to fall off. But if you just look at it, this was the passing of the torch. I think the changing of the guard, 56% of snaps for Woody Marks this last week. He had 5 targets, 21 touches for 119 scrimmage yards and 2 touchdowns. Nick Chubb, 42% of snaps in this game. 2 targets, 15 touches for 62 scoreless yards from scrimmage. Your thoughts? My initial thought was, this probably is not going to be a complete all-in move the same way that Trey Benson was last week, because all we've seen here is a continuing change in usage, right? And it's an important change in usage because I don't know about you, I thought that Texas offense looked as good as I've seen them this year, right? Yeah.
Their opponent might have had something to do with that, but
right. I mean, they're playing the Titans, but I think, though, as a new offensive.
Yeah, you're looking for any kind of spark in that offense.
Yeah, you're just like, man, we kind of found a little bit of something here. I think we need to keep rolling with Woody Marks. But it's not like Nick Chubb got hurt and he's out for the season the same way that happened with James Conner for the Trey Benson thing. Now, with Trey Benson, if you look back at it last week, I mean, on Thursday, you know, he only played like 55% of snaps anyway still. So it's like he played more snaps in the game that Connor went out in week 3 than he did in week 4. But I do think that – I still think that the kind of all-in move on him was justified. He'll have better days. That Seattle defense is really good. But as far as Woody Marks, what are you doing here for your fab? I mean, if you're in running back need, I think you can – are we going to get many better shots than this?
Probably not. I mean, I guess you could maybe factor in, or maybe like, you know, Kendre Miller keeps getting more touches. He could have a breakout at some point. But really,
well, I mean, clearly Kendre's on the cheat sheet.
No, yeah, for sure. I'm just talking about somebody with that kind of juice who could take over a backfield. You could see potentially Ollie Gordon coming some more prominence in that Miami backfield.
I've thought about this, Trash Man, and I'm just like, all right, with Ollie Gordon, for one, you know, last night, 26% of snaps, which is fine, but you know, got six touches in the game.
I'm just talking about guys who have the potential, but have yet to realize it in their backfield.
But see, with Ollie Gordon, I just think it's different because for one, we've not seen anything close to, you know, the changing usage that we have with Marks.
Well, but then, you know, losing Tyreek Hill, maybe they start to
because what's going to happen is they're going to say this Darren Waller thing at age 33 is not going to.
Hey, what I say about Darren Waller last week?
What they're going to do? Clearly, it's a bump up. The whole Tyreek thing, for one, God, that was a nasty looking thing. I kind of had the same thought as you when I woke up this morning. I started thinking about putting this together. I'm like, could they get Gordon more involved? I'm like, of course they're not, because they're going to have Achane on the field more often as a receiving back. They're going to use him more like that. And I think that hinders Gordon's ability to get on the football
field. I mean, I think it might be a situation where both of them, you know, have standalone value, kind of like Mostert and Achane did, you know, have in the past.
Okay. Well, Woody Marks clearly in a tier of his own. I mean, we don't even need to have that discussion. The question is, let's say you got $58 left in your budget. Say you spin up earlier in the year and you try to go get Juwan Johnson and Daniel Jones or something. You paid $24 and $25. You got $55 left.
I mean, I think it depends on your record. If you're 0-4, 1-3, I think he's somebody that you shell out the big bucks for, just to get you back to 500 or close to it, you know.
If you think he's going to do it, I mean, it could have been that last week was the week to play him. I feel so bad for our guy, John in Cedar Park from the comments section, because he had the exact same question that I had coming into the games on the set on the Sunday morning sit start thread that we have for our pro members, where we answer like 100 to 200 questions. We make sure to get to everybody's questions before lineups lock at one. That's an added member. That's an added bonus of being a pro member at Roster Watch. And he had the exact same quandary that I did, because in his flex, he had Pacheco, and he's like, should I just put in Woody Marks? And I was like, dude, I'm thinking this exact same thing. And I've decided I'm giving Pacheco one more week.
Oh God.
So you can do what you want, but Pacheco, I think about it. Like, the game had a higher total. I thought to myself, I'm like, this should be a game where I think it will be a rare time where Houston's going to be leading, and maybe in a game script where Houston's leading, they might try and salt the game away with Chubb and not want to use the pass catching ability of a Woody Marks and all that. I talked myself in circles. I said, I'll just stick with Pacheco. Pacheco managed to squirrel a touchdown away. But you know, it was like a 15-point difference in half PPR between those two players. And thankfully it didn't cost me a win. Hopefully it didn't cost a win for old John in Cedar Park if he ended up going with Pacheco as I did. But I don't think we can count on Woody Marks to give us, you know, these 20 banger pluses every single week moving forward, because the offensive line is still bad. They've been better. They've been bad pass blocking. They've been terrible as a run blocking team.
It makes sense to have a guy who can, you know, you can throw it out to in the flat, whatever, get out of trouble.
So go get Woody Marks. We talked about Kendre Miller, and again, you can see our exact order of how we prefer these guys and what we would be willing to spend for them. But you still have Tyler Allgeier. I was surprised.
He had 16 carries this past week.
Yeah. Are we sure he's still less than 55%? Let me see. Yeah, he's only 35% rostered, at least on Yahoo. So that's enough to qualify him. He's definitely a guy who has a little bit of standalone value right now. And if something were to happen to be just big knock on wood to the Golden Sun, Bijan, He would be in every week, like high end running back too, I would say.
Yeah.
The guy runs mean, dude. He definitely runs hard. Kendre, with all the talk about, you know, and I don't think this talk comes from any real sources around the league, but people are just speculating that Alvin Kamara is going to get traded. Wouldn't you love to see him on like the Commanders with Jaden Daniels or the Chiefs?
I could see him on the Chiefs. I don't know if I'd love to see him on the Commanders.
The Chiefs would be awesome.
I mean, Miller, I think his touches have gone up every week, I think, if I'm thinking correctly. And the thing is, Saints, they need playmakers. They need – Rattler needs out.
So week four, Kendre Miller played 31% of snaps. He had 11 touches, no targets. I thought he got a target in that game. And he also got the touchdown, of course. And like, that was what Byron and I were texting about during the game on our group text, was like, he's like, Alvin Kamara is going to come in, because I'm like, dude, Kendre's playing a bunch on this series. He's like, don't worry, Alvin Kamara is going to come in down at the goal line when it counts. I'm like, what are you talking about? Did you not watch two series ago whenever Kendre was in there for all those?
Yeah. Like, I don't think they really see a distinction.
Yeah.
Down at the goal line.
So Kendre, so he had 9 touches in week 3. So it goes from 11 in week 4 to 9 in week 3 to 6 in week 2 to.
Yeah. So it's like I thought.
Yeah. The arrow is definitely pointing up, 5 in week 1. So it has, you know, his touches and his snaps have gone up every single week. Kendre still, he looks like the Kendre that we had is like, well, running back 2 or running back 3 in that whole class that year. He's just been, it's been just a myriad of different injuries, and, you know, he's also had concussions and stuff. And so, but, you know, he's a priority add for me this week. I think if you have Alvin Kamara and you hadn't somehow picked up Kendre and you're rostering one of these other sort of handcuff-y players, right? It's time to handcuff your own guy, I think, because not only could Alvin Kamara kind of give up on this terrible Saints season, but if he gets traded, then you get the stock split, right? You get like, all right, now I got a starter in Kendre, and now I got a starter in Kamara if he gets traded somewhere that you think would be a good spot. A couple other things here at running back. I think that it's worth mentioning that Tyjae Spears looks like, you know, Tyjae Spears will be back soon. I think that once he comes back, I mean, I know that Pollard's just had, he's been inefficient on a lot of good volume. He looked better running the football this last week than he has.
Yeah.
But, I just think that offense is going to do anything they can to try and change things up or whatever. And maybe getting a new piece in Tyjae Spears is something that I don't think fundamentally changes the offense, but they could see it as something that could give them some kind of spark. Rashad White still available in 40% or 60% of Yahoo leagues. Now we have Bucky Irving going in for some nebulous MRI. So you should be picking up Rashad White just in case anything happens with that. Also Sean Tucker, because if Bucky Irving were to miss time, we know that Sean Tucker is a guy who can come in and contribute as well. Kenny Gainwell is somebody you'll probably want to think about picking up. The only problem is the Steelers are on bye. So who's on bye? It's the Bears, the Steelers, the Falcons, and the Packers. So all those teams on bye. That's another reason why a bunch of people are going to be looking for help this week, not just at running back, but certainly also at wide receiver track.
Well, one more running back I wanted to take note of is Rashard Smith at KC.
Yeah, dude.
With Pacheco playing like he is.
Terribly.
And Kareem Hunt. I mean, he's getting more snaps than
Kareem Hunt's
really doing much of it.
He's kind of half playable right now if you need to in deep league flex stuff.
I just feel like Rashard Smith, there's a possibility he could leapfrog both of those guys soon.
Wide receivers, just real quick. We talked already about, you know, Wandale. Or did we talk about Wandale, or was that off air?
I think that was off air.
Okay, so Wandale, if he's still available in your league, you should go pick him up. of course, Malik Nabers out for the season, very, very sadly. And also with the running backs, can we all – just one other thing. I know it feels like the definition of insanity, but I think you could go do worse than going and just taking a speculative pickup on Jaden Blue for like $0 or $1 just because of Miles Sanders got hurt in the Cowboys game. And they've only been activating two running backs. I forget his name, Hunter Blepke or whatever, is like a fullback who they have out there. But they would definitely give Jaden Blue a shot. Now Javonte Williams has looked good enough to where I don't think the scenario could play itself out to where Jaden Blue just comes in and he looks so good that he renders Javonte useless, because Javonte has looked good. He's been great for fantasy. But I think that Jaden Blue can bring some lightning in a bottle. We know that the talk about a team that needs to get something going.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys coming off a sister kissing bye the other night. All right. Wide receivers. Wandale, I think, is at the very top of the list. Wandale Robinson. But it's also, also worth mentioning here that Darius Slayton is, you know, it's a new quarterback, so we don't know if it's going to be exactly the same here with Jackson Dart. But if you looked at it last year, so whenever Nabers missed two games last season, in those games, Slayton caught 14 passes, and he had 179 yards and a touchdown combined in those games. So Slayton has traditionally picked up some of the slack for Malik Nabers. Who knows, man? He could turn into a guy that Dart trusts, I guess. I hope Dart's back out there. It seems like they think his hamstring's fine. But Wandale's been good this year, especially in PPR, so you could pick him up. Also, Theo Johnson. I know we're not to tight end yet, but I think he's somebody you can look at just because it seems like Dart likes him, right?
Yeah.
I don't have the cheat sheet pulled up. What else do we have here at wide receiver?
I mean, Romeo Doubs.
Yeah, you get
still not owned in 55% of leagues. Three, hat trick the other night. Not a lot of yardage for Doubs, but I mean, like he's their primary red zone option, it seems.
Yeah, Malik Washington for the Dolphins. You know, with Tyreek Hill being out, I know that they have Nick Westbrook-Ikhine and some of these other guys, but Malik Washington had been playing a bunch. I think Did he start that game? He was in that. He was in there super early.
He's in three receiver sets for them.
And how they're gonna handle it moving forward? Whether they kind of keep him in this kind of slot role and all the rest, we'll just have to sort of see how that works itself out. But they're gonna have to change things up with no Tyreek there. Malik Washington's a playmaker in his own right. And he fits what they do. They like him so much that they'd like to get him involved on some of these gadgety plays and stuff like that. So if his role can expand, you certainly do like that. And then the guys that have been on the sheet, like Elik Iyemanner, is still out there. Troy Franklin, not a giant game last night, but not terrible. And I believe doesn't Denver have a good – who's Denver's upcoming matchup this week?
On the Eagles?
Oh, so that's not great. Yeah, that isn't great. Oh, dude, the other one was Cedric Tillman getting hurt. I don't know how hurt he is, but Isaiah Bond led the Browns last week as far as receiving yards. He's going to start for them. Isaiah Bond should have been a second round pick if not for the off field stuff.
Yeah.
All right, and then tight ends, Darren Waller. People are going to want to pick him up. Brenton Strange. People want to pick him up. Mason Taylor started to find he's been ticking up as far as his targets, and last night looked good. I believe their second leading receiver for the Jets, and just a hellacious rookie prospect who's the son of Jason Taylor. So yeah, that's what and quarterback. I mean, Jackson Dart, if you need him, go pick him up. I think that's more of a guy that, what do you think? Do you pick him up in one quarterback season long, or is that more of a super flex deal?
I think it's more super flex right now. I'd like to see more, but I love running backs who throw touchdowns, but I mean, it looks like he's already a little bit banged up from all the running he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that's gonna, sure it's gonna keep up for a whole season like that. All right, Trash Man, we got to play the game. Can you drop him? The people who are gonna want, the people who are gonna want to know if they can drop these guys. All right, Cedric Tillman.
Yeah, actually, I have him scheduled to be dropped later on in waivers. Tonight.
Trey Tucker.
I don't want to, but I mean, you can.
Tyquan Thornton.
Yeah, you can.
Braylon Allen, who exited last night's game with a knee injury.
Yeah, you can.
Somebody asked about Tyrone Tracy.
You can.
Ollie Gordon.
Yeah, you can.
Caleb Johnson, yes. Calvin Ridley?
No.
Really? Not he's been so bad. You just got to hold him and just hope.
I mean, I think ML maybe gets traded. I don't, you know, is this
it's starting to get thin for Calvin, or Calvin really hopes here.
Hey, maybe he goes to Miami.
Rashad Bateman? God, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, especially with
nobody asked. I've looked him up. He hasn't done anything.
I mean, he's been all right, but I mean, you know, Lamar Jackson might not even start this week.
Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, you can move on.
Oh. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
No.
Finally, this was tough, but somebody asked it. It has to do with your boy Woody Marks. They won't know if they can drop Nick Chubb.
Not yet.